It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for April 23rd, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Iran and Israel. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has shuffled the leadership ranks of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, that's Iran's elite military unit. It had been commanded by Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari since 2007. The new commander was the deputy commander, Brigadier General Hossein Salami, who makes no secret of how he feels about Israel and the United States. He said in February, quote, Iran was planning to break America, Israel, and their allies and partners. Our ground forces should cleanse the planet from the filth of their existence, end quote. That doesn't leave a lot of room for interpretation. Meanwhile, an Israeli newspaper reporting Tuesday that Hamas, the terrorist organization that controls the Gaza Strip, has managed to infiltrate the security forces of the Palestinian Authority. That's the government organization run by the opposition political party Fatah and controls the so-called West Bank. That's Judea and Samaria. The Palestinian Authority got wind of this, intelligence officers did, and found some of the double agents. They were sent to jail several months ago, but there is concern that this is an ongoing problem. Hamas is more violent, the more violent of the two, although neither holds any love for Israel. But the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, has some problems with its budget, and its security officers have only been getting about half their salary in recent months, which might make them receptive to offers of a little extra cash for going over to the other side. Topic number 4, the Democrats swipe left. CNN hosted a town hall on Monday night, first one where all the major candidates got together, and it's becoming clear that candidates seem to think that a winning strategy is to stake out the position that is as far to the left as they can possibly get. I'm not sure why they think that's a winning strategy. I mean, maybe they feel they need to do this to win the nomination as a Democrat. There are some 24 candidates now running for the Democratic nomination. And maybe when somebody emerges as the leader, they'll begin to pivot and move toward the center. Well, good luck with that, because some of these positions are pretty far left. For example, on Monday night, Senator Kamala Harris of California, who appears to be the Democratic establishment's favorite candidate, I mean, she's not as liberal on her track record as she is sounding during the campaign right now. She said on Monday night, quote, upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get its act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. In other words, issuing executive orders to create regulations inside federal departments that would essentially do what legislation is supposed to do. It's the kind of thing that Donald Trump is repealing right now, federal regulations that have taken the place of actual legislation passed by Congress. She added that she would push to ban assault weapons, which she no doubt knows means semi-automatic weapons. Most Americans don't know the difference, but that would essentially leave Americans with revolvers and pump-action rifles and shotguns. Again, this is not a winning position. Even most Democrats don't support this position. But this is what's going on right now inside the Democratic presidential campaign. Topic number 3, Islamic patrol cars. The city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, of all places. St. Cloud, Minnesota, last week issued a cease and desist order to the Islamic Center of St. Cloud because its security vehicle looks too much like a police car. Now, the president of the center said Thursday they modeled the vehicle's design after other area security vehicles, churches and health centers and so forth. But the city said, no, it's the city ordinance says that only police cars can be white with a design on it like this. The president of the Islamic Center there also said, by the way, they don't patrol the neighborhood with it. It's just for security events like having to control traffic around the mosque during religious services and what have you. But this isn't the only city in America where this is taking place, where Muslims are painting up security vehicles to look like police cars. For example, in New York City, Brooklyn, an all-volunteer Muslim community patrol is planning to operate in the borough of Brooklyn, patrolling, and they do plan to patrol neighborhoods. Now, to the progressive media, this is not really a problem. The problem is that painting cars to look like police cruisers to patrol neighborhoods is not really the problem. The problem is that it might lead the dreaded far right to cook up conspiracy theories This is from The Independent in the UK reporting on this story. You can see the Muslim Community Patrol vehicle there. This fear of the far right is evident even in the way recent mass killings have been reported. For example, look at the Washington Post. This is how the mass shooting recently at the mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand were reported, where 50 Muslims were killed by a shooter. The headline, Christchurch and the Rise of the Far Right. Now, compare that with the Washington Post's analysis of the bombings that claimed more than 300 lives in Sri Lanka, 300 Christian lives in Sri Lanka over the weekend. Christianity under attack, Sri Lanka church bombings stoke far-right anger in the West. Again, the danger, the takeaway from the killings of hundreds of Christians in Sri Lanka is not that violent Islamic jihad is a problem around the world. It's that the far-right might respond. The danger you're supposed to hear from these headlines is from the far right. And that leads us to topic number two, the C word, not the one you're thinking of, Christianity. Christianity. The response from leading progressives to the bombings in Sri Lanka over the weekend, namely, in this case, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, somehow managed to avoid any mention of the fact that the victims were Christians. Barack Obama's tweet, the attacks on tourists and Easter worshipers are an attack on humanity. On a day devoted to love, redemption, and renewal, we pray for the victims and stand with the people of Sri Lanka. Hillary Clinton, 3 hours later, tweeted this, quote, on this holy weekend for many faiths, we must stand united against hatred and violence. I am praying for everyone affected by today's horrific attacks on Easter worshipers. Easter worshipers and travelers in Sri Lanka, end quote. Apparently, Easter worshipers is a euphemism for Christians, one that was heretofore unknown to the world's Christians. By the way, both Obama and Hillary Clinton spelled worshipers with a double P, which is not how it's spelled here in the United States, which suggests they either had the same writer or that Hillary copied from Obama's tweet. But here's what's critical. Again, neither one used the word Christians, and if, to avoid doing so, they made up this new term, Easter worshipers, because to progressives in America today, that word is off limits. You lose your progressive street cred if you use the word Christians, because we can admit nothing bad committed by Muslims or nothing bad committed against Christians. Those are off limits in today's progressive world. But this is the world in which we live. And Jesus warned us that this would happen. It would be very easy to get upset about something like this. And I understand that. Preaching to myself here, because I soak in this stuff every single day. But even knowing that this was coming, Jesus warned us to be prepared for it and yet to still love our enemies and give the reasons for the hope we have in Him with gentleness and respect. Coming up, religion and brain damage? That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The harvest field is widening, and we have an unprecedented opportunity to reach a lost generation during what may be our final years here on Earth. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection. This unbelievable collection includes Everyday Champions, where you'll discover the most overlooked spiritual gifts in the Bible. Learn to identify and operate in your own supernatural, God-given gifting. Discover what Paul actually meant when he wrote about the uncomely parts of the body of Christ. You'll meet real-life champions whose small investments equal huge contributions to the kingdom of God. And I personally share my experiences in both authentic and superficial religious institutions. In this timely collection, you'll also receive the Everyday Champions 4-week SkyWatch television series on DVD, including interviews with Ali Anderson, myself, Joe Horn, Derek Gilbert, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Donna Howell. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive Ali Anderson's new book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, which is already being described as a definitive and urgent analysis regarding so-called unreachable millennials as key to the future of the church. You'll discover what devastating modern epidemics are sweeping our youth away from God, and what believers can do to intervene. How modern identity politics and economic stressors have robbed our youth of an opportunity to confront their destiny, and the real reason millennials are leaving the church, and what the body of Christ can do to reverse this trend before it's too late. This incredible collection also includes the Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox 13-week Teacher's Guide PDF on disk, perfect for small group discussion, church curricular use, teaching or preaching series, personal use or education. But we're still not done. At Skywatch TV, we are committed to reaching this generation with solid biblical teaching, which is why we're including free, that's right, free, the beautiful, classically oversized, Strong Systematic Theology 3-volume set. These large books are perfect for the researcher in your life and hold a retail value all by themselves of $150. Yours now for a limited time, absolutely free, when you order the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection. Sold separately, this huge assortment holds a retail value of $250. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to be part of what may be the greatest awakening the world has ever seen. Order the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.
And topic number one, religion and pseudoscience. Another scientific study, this one published in the journal Neuropsychologia. We presume it's peer-reviewed, so it's science, claims that religious fundamentalism, by which they mean people who take their religion seriously, by which we presume, based on where this article is published, they mean conservative Christians, is the result of functional impairment in a brain region known as the prefrontal cortex. In other words, people who take the Bible seriously as the Word of God are brain damaged. Well, this is not the first time we've seen studies like this. The biases in this study and in the article are so over the top as to disqualify it as actual science. The fact that they believe religious beliefs differ from empirical beliefs. In other words, religious faith is completely incompatible with living in the real world. Religious beliefs not updated in response to new evidence or scientific explanations, like the belief that a boy can be a girl or that a man can have a baby. Fixed and rigid thought, which promotes predictability and coherence to the rules of society among individuals within the group. If that doesn't describe progressives today, I mean, go back to the story about, you know, Hillary and Obama refusing to use the word Christian in response to the terror attacks over the weekend. Again, the article is biased and over the top, but this is the world in which we live, and we don't bring you these stories to make you angry or upset, just to keep you informed. As Paul wrote, you know, we are not ignorant of the enemy's schemes, and by enemy, always remember, it's not the people who conducted the study or wrote the article about the study, it's the principalities, powers, cosmic rulers of this present darkness. And also remember that we as Christians are not living a faith that's based on blind faith. It is based on the eyewitness testimony of those who were there and saw the risen Christ. Well, that's why we do what we do at Skywatch TV, and we depend on your support to do it. And we always thank you for your support. During the month of April, that thanks comes in the form of books by John McTernan, When Jesus Sets You Free, You Are Free Indeed. Learning to Lean, which is a collection of inspirational stories of faith, miracles, the work of God in our lives, written by viewers of Skywatch TV. And the DVD by Carla Faye Tucker. This is our gift to you for your donation of any amount during the month of April. USA and Canada, please. For more information and to donate to Skywatch TV, log on to skywatchtvstore.com or call 844-750-4985. Of course, we're also asking for your help to build a new studio. We picked up a building for literally pennies on the dollar But in order to expand the ministry, broaden the range of programs, and in fact, someday have a live studio audience here while we record our weekly program, we need your help. To find out how, log on to skywatchtv.com and follow the link. Our weekly broadcast program, you find out where and when you can watch it, log on to skywatchtv.com/channels, or we can broadcast on your schedule. If you have Roku or Apple TV, just add the free SkyWatch TV channel to your set-top box, and then we'll broadcast whenever you click the button. And you can also download us to your free to your mobile device with our free mobile app, whether it's iOS, Android, Windows phones, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got apps for all of those and links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the link. My website, derekpgilbert.com. This week featuring an interview from my podcast with Chance Gibson of American Survival Wholesale, explaining the biblical basis for preparedness. You never know what may happen in this life. Of course, the first step is being prepared by knowing Jesus Christ. And then beyond that, preparing so that when bad things happen, you can share the love of Christ with others while you're helping them in their time of need. You'll find that at derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.